track 9, and now we come back to news. Sex abuser jailed. A dangerous paedophile who arranged to have sex with a 10-year-old girl has been jailed after he was trapped by a police sting operation. James Pidgeon, 57, of Buckfast Lee, believed he was meeting the abusive mother of the child when he arrived at a rented Airbnb for which he paid £240 to hire. In fact, he was meeting an undercover police officer. He set up the rendezvous during a long series of online conversations in which he described himself as a dirty old pedo guy and fantasised about carrying out sickening offences against the child. Pidgeon is a former pub landlord whose business went bust after he was prosecuted for downloading more than 1,000 child abuse images in 2019. He was a registered sex offender whose behaviour was supposed to be controlled by a sexual harm prevention order. He got round it by getting a new phone, which he kept secret from the police and used to enter online chat rooms. He was already being investigated for uploading images to a Keek account when police in Devon were alerted to the new offence by the North East Organised Crime Unit. An officer had posed online claiming to be the mother of a 10-year-old girl who she was touting for sexual abuse. Pidgeon started a sexual conversation which led to 100 pages of transcript and sent 80 child images or videos. He arranged to meet the mother at an Airbnb in Torquay on the 7th of July and arrived with £240 cash to pay for it. He was arrested and his secret phone was seized. One of his last messages had asked what was the correct etiquette when a dirty old pedo guy meets the mother who was willing to have her daughter abused. He said he was so excited that his teeth hurt. Pidgeon admitted arranging or facilitating a child sex offence, breach of a sexual harm prevention order, and 3 counts of distributing indecent images of children. He was jailed for 5 years and 6 months with a 5-year extended licence by Judge Stephen Climie at Exeter Crown Court. The judge certified him as a sex offender and put him on the sex offenders register for life. He told Pidgeon there was the potential, if this had not been an undercover officer, for the abuse of a young child. An aggravating factor is your history and your admitted sexual interest in children. Following the sentencing, investigating officer DC Sophie House said, despite being subject to a sexual harm prevention order, this did not deter Pidgeon from continuing to commit online offences relating to children. This case shows our dedicated and specialist team works tirelessly to bring offenders to justice. Online offending is sadly on the rise, but our investigative skills and evidence gathering are constantly evolving.
Hall at Centre of Village Life celebrates centenary. A remote but well-used rural village hall above Poundsgate on Dartmoor is soon to celebrate its centenary with a range of free activities next Friday, October the 20th. Lewiston Memorial Hall was opened on October the 19th, 1923, in memory of those who lost their lives from the Lewiston area during the First World War. One of those who died was Lester Struben, and his family dedicated the land upon which the hall now stands. Over the last 100 years, the hall has been the venue for many types of events, including celebrations of royal coronations and jubilees, baptisms and weddings, as well as wakes, whist drives, dances, various amateur dramatic groups, Widdicombe Parish Council and Commoners Association meetings. On October the 20th, there is a celebratory event which starts at 2 p.m. with a presentation on the history of the hall and Old Lewiston. Then from 4 p.m, there will be a children's fancy dress opportunity based on costumes from the last 100 years and a children's entertainer. Later, there will be entertainment and singing hosted by the Moorland Merrymakers. Refreshments will be served throughout the whole event.
Cost of Living Champions. Free cost of living events hosted by Teignbridge Council are each proving valuable successes. The Courtney Centre in Newton Abbot hosted the most recent event. Charity and organisation stalls provided advice on housing, energy, finances and cooking. Each stall was manned with friendly people eager to chat and offer guidance. Jo from Quell, a mental health charity in Devon, Plymouth and Torbay, said, "These cost of living events are really valuable for local people. They're an opportunity for people to have practical and emotional support that can make all the difference, and I think they're a brilliant opportunity for people to find out what's available to them." Further resources were also provided at the event, such as ways to calculate benefits, food bank information, where to go for debt help, and QR codes, business cards and leaflets for other charities that weren't at the event but would be of assistance. Justine Newton Abbott, who attended the event, said, "It's great to be able to explore community resources and bring people together. It enables and empowers people to take more control of their lives. The next events are on October the 18th at Christo Community Hall and October the 26th at Buckfastleigh St Luke's Church Hall."
Repairs to Train Station Footbridge. Repairs at a Teignbridge train station are continuing through October, November and into December. Network Rail will be continuing its works at Newton Abbot Railway Station to complete the replacement of existing life-expired gutters and decoration of the canopy edge beam. We will be working midweek nights and Saturday nights from now until the 1st of December between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. when trains aren't operating, so our teams can work safely, but please be aware these dates may change, a spokesman said. "We know we're working near to your home and we'll be trying to minimise this as much as possible, but we are sorry if we do disturb you. Thank you for your patience while we carry out this important work."